Hello and welcome to my Tuesday conference call. I'm Ted Keyes, your top freight agent training expert here in Pasadena, California. This is a free high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On the call today, I will show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially, and that is your goal. I would certainly say a high goal to make more money financially. And after the call today, go to my website, tedkeysonline.com, to hear more of my podcasts, read more of my blog posts, and watch more of my videos. And then, while you're there, visit my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight-moving products to explode your business today. When you arrive at my Freight Sales Success Store today, you'll see a number of products available for purchase. The first product I have there is my flagship product. This is for beginner and struggling freight agents, my Freight Sales Success Guide. If you're searching for motivation to keep you motivated every day to pick up the phone and make contact with the marketplace, then go opt for my Freight Sales Success Quotes. And if you're looking for specific freight moving skills, this profession requires you to perform specific skills daily, then opt for my product, Freight Sales Success Skills. And while you're there, taking in all this free information, click on the contact link and go to my contact page and enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your personally weekly invite to this and every call along with the attachments, the actual attachments that I talk about and go over on each and every call. Another thing you'll receive just by opting in to my website there is you're going to receive my free report. Again, this is free, 11 ways freight agents will increase their income. And if you have any questions, any extra questions after the call today, or are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team, then give me a call, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic is how to provide best freight services. So for those of you that are on my contact list, go to any one of those email invites that I sent you today, and you're going to scroll down to the number of attachments that I have provided there at the bottom, and we're going to go over each of those one by one. So let's talk about my topic today, how to provide the best freight services. Go ahead and open up that first attachment there. That first attachment reads, freight brokering is not for sissies. Also, being a freight agent is not for sissies. If you think you're just going to come into this profession and everybody's going to come to you looking for trucks, for reefers, for flatbeds, for dry-vans to move their freights, and they're just going to give you these loads, trust me, that will not happen. This is a profession where you have to get on the phone, you have to make contact with the marketplace, you have to post loads, you have to negotiate rates. This is a profession not for the weak at heart. It's not for a profession for sissies. You basically have to stand up sometimes, especially initially when you're in this. Even though you don't know what you're doing, you've got to stand up to individuals. You have to, take into account some folks are not going to talk to you. They're going to hang up the phone on you. Again, this is not for the weak at heart. It's not for sissies, okay? I'm telling you that right away, so just by coming in, you are aware of that. So let's go ahead and move on to that second attachment that I've provided you. So now, you've gone ahead and you're starting to make contact with the marketplace. Well, to make it easier, again, that second attachment will show you, to make it easier, you're going to use my sales call information sheet. Again, this is provided in the Freight Sales Success Guide that I talked about earlier. It's a sheet that I came up with myself. I designed this myself when I was a new beginner in this profession. What I provided here on the sales call profession, the sales call information sheet, I provided a space for you on top to write down all the information on your contact. I've also provided a script. The script contains the most important questions that you can ask your prospects and your future customers. I've also addressed on the bottom, if you get that far, to ask them which lanes that they are moving. The most important aspect of this document here, your biggest priority of this document here is to obtain your contact's email list. That is the most important thing that you can utilize this document for, and that's to obtain your contact's email list. Why? Because that's going to assist you in starting to build your relationship with your prospect and your future customer. So, sales call information sheet, again, it's provided in the Freight Sales Success Guide for sale at my Freight Sales Success store. Let's go ahead and move on to that third document. The third document I've entitled the Gmail Contact Information Sample. Now, I provided for you there an information sample. What you're going to do after you obtain your prospect's information along with their email address is you're going to enter it into a contact list, into an email contact list, which is basically what I describe on the bottom of this document, which basically says after obtaining contact info from your prospect, enter it into your Gmail contact list. Again, once you enter that into your Gmail contact list, this allows you to start communicating with your prospect via email. Now, are you going to always communicate via email? No, but this is a starting point. Again, going back to the last document, obtain the email address. This one here, enter it into a Gmail or enter it into an email contact list. What is your goal? Your goal is to continue to build this email list. The bigger the list, the more folks that you have to build relationships with in the marketplace. So, moving on from there, once you've entered it, okay, once you've entered that that contact into your email contact list, and again, we're talking about an actual prospect that you've spoken to. You've utilized the sales call information. You've written down all their information. Okay, you've entered it into your Gmail contact list. Now you're going to send out your introductory email template. That's attachment number 4, your introductory email template. What is the introductory email template? Well, let me read on here. This is the first email. This is the absolute first email that your prospect will receive from you after you've actually contacted them. What basically is this email, introductory email email template? Again, it's a template. You're basically going to take this and you're going to store it somewhere in your computer, preferably on your desktop. I store mine in a draft, in an email draft. And why do I do that? You keep it so it's readily available because you will send this out to every prospect after you've contacted them for the first time. Let's go over some important aspects of this introductory email template. Basically, you're going to start off with a subject heading, blank. Are you getting the best freight prices and service? Every time you do this, you're going to switch the blank, the X's, to their name. Again, be as personal as you can. In the body of the email, address them by their first name, again, blank, or in this case, I have 4 X's there, right here. Again, every time you send this out, make sure you change the X's to your prospect's actual name. Good morning. Okay, you're going to start off by saying you just express interest with Logistic Dynamics to transport your freight for X. What are all the red X's for? The red X's are for you to change, again, every time you send this out. The purpose here is to be as relatable as you can, to show your prospect and your future customer that you actually know something about them. And once you put in the name of their company and going to the next lines, here's a short and simple question. Do you keep your options open to receiving the best freight prices and service to ship your X. Again, X is for the commodities that they ship. Remember, change those X's to your prospects' products every time you send out this introductory email template. Again, this is contained in your Freight Sales Success Guide. Once you obtain that, go ahead and utilize this every time you send out. Again, this is the first email that they will receive from you. Again, there's a number of other things on there. You can change this up as you want. Again, this is something that I came up with. If it worked for me, I will share it with you. There's a YouTube video link on there. Again, I don't know if you want to utilize that. It's my own YouTube video link. But again, switch this up how you feel comfortable. Again, make this as relatable to your prospect as possible, the introductory email template. Let's move on to, I believe, attachment number five. Attachment number five is, now, this is specifically for those folks that are an agent with our office already. One, your first task, one of the first tasks that you have to do after you've joined our office is you have to come up with your first 20 prospects. This is before you get any software, before you have access to any load boards. Your first goal, your first task, is to come up with your first 20 prospects. Well, during the process of connecting and acquiring your first 20 prospects, you're going to be asked the question occasionally during the first week, hey, can I get a rate or a truck? Now, this is a sign that you're already making progress as a successful freight agent, and you're already on your way to achieving that first initial task of getting your first 20 prospects. Again, remember, you have with our office, you have to get 20 prospects first, then we move you on to the load boards, everything that will where you can post your loads and your loads and everything like that. But Here are the important points to remember when this happens during the time when you're actually acquiring your 20 prospects. Your goal is to acquire your 20 prospects. That's your first and only goal. That's your first task. Remember also that you have no access to LDI Freight or any other load boards for that matter. You have no other resources for quoting freight rates either. These are things you have to remember. The fourth point is, you have the ability to connect with the marketplace. Why? Because they're actually asking you for a rate. The next point is, the sooner you finish this task of accumulating your first 20 prospects, the sooner you move forward. The sooner you move forward, the sooner you're going to have access to our freight system, the sooner you're going to be quoting rates to your prospects. So, in wrapping all this up, complete your first 20 prospects ASAP. However, here's what you say if any of your prospects during this time ask you for a rate or a truck. What you're going to say is, just send me the load info. That's telling you, if they're asking you for a rate or you know, can you get them a truck, that's telling you that you are making progress. Once you hear that, rush to get your first 20 prospects. However, in the meantime, just tell them to send you the load info. That's talking about document number five, can I get a rate or a truck? Let's move on to attachment. That may have been attachment number four. This is attachment number five. I don't know which one it is, but then again, it's not important. Here's the next process by opening up that next attachment, and that is we're gonna send out a weekly follow-up email, Your goal every week is to make a touch to your prospect and your customer. Now, touch means either by email or by telephone. Telephone is easy. You just pick up the phone, dial a number, and you actually speak to your prospect or your future customer. However, with an email, it's a little different. Now, if you are an agent with my office, every Monday, I send out a sample email for you to send out to your contact list. Again, your growing contact list that I talked about earlier. Your goal is to continue to grow your contact list. But this is a sample email that you're going to forward to your contact list daily. All right, this template, the template that's on that attachment there, will change weekly, and it's provided by me every Monday. It's real simple. There's a subject heading. Here's a sample subject heading, X or blank, meaning their name. Again, you're going to switch that every time you send this out. What early January freight is moving this week or whatever month it is? All right, what early February, what early March? What early freight is moving this week? That's a great sample heading. The body of the email, again, you're going to address it to their name, again, to relate, to create that relationship, to continue to create and build that relationship. Here's a sample of this email. Good morning. You know, or starting off with their name, John, Bill, Sue, Maria. Good morning. What early January freight is moving this week? You're actually asking them the question. You're coming right out and asking them the question, what early January freight is moving this week? Send us your loads info and we'll get you the rates and trucks. That's the second line. Third line is thanks for your business and referrals. Thanks for your business and referrals. Act like you're already doing business with them. Now again, this is sent out by me every Monday if you are a freight agent with our office. If you're a freight agent with our office, I send you this template every Monday. What do you do with it? You take it, you could send it out the same way, or you could revamp it a little bit to fit your personality. However, this is a weekly email template that I send you every Monday. Make sure as an agent with our office that you utilize it and get it out to your contact list. Again, your goal is to make one touch a week to your contact and your prospect list. Let's move on to that next attachment. All right, that next attachment. Now, there's a whole process here that I'm leaving out, and I've gone over that in a previous training training session, just like I am here, and it's called Guidelines for Quoting Freight Rates. Now, let's take into account that your prospect has given you the opportunity to quote them a freight rate, and you've actually gone through that process, gone through those guidelines to quote them a rate. Well, here you've come up with the rate, all right, but now we have to calculate profit margin. We have to find out what are we going to actually charge our customer after we've gone through the guidelines of quote, the guidelines of accumulating quote information, and we've actually come up with a rate. Now, and when I say a rate, I mean a carrier rate. So what rate are we going to charge our prospect? Well, we have to figure out how to calculate profit margin. Now, go on to that next attachment there. It's addressed how to calculate profit margin. And just real simple, your main goal in every load covered is generating a minimum of 15% profit margin. Now, I will tell you this right now. If you're getting 50% profit margin on your first load, you are doing outstanding. But it is typically not the case. What we typically have to do for, you know, the first couple loads for any prospect is we have to get our foot in the door. And because of that, we may have to lower our rate, again, just to get our foot in the door. But if you keep giving them, lowered freight rates, you certainly won't do well with that particular prospect. But let's talk about how to calculate profit margin. Now, here's how you calculate it. Okay, you're going to take the LDI price. That's the price that we charge our customer, which we haven't come up with yet. We're going to take the carrier price, and that's the price that that you're going to pay the trucking company. You're basically going to take that, which is you're going to come up with the profit on this, which is basically the LDI price minus the carrier price. That is the profit that you're going to calculate on each particular load. So let's take an example here. Say we had come up with an LDI price of $2,000, all right? And remember, this is just a standard scenario on calculating profit. This does not apply to any particular load, certainly not your first load. So let's talk about an example here. We have a price that we're charging of $2,000, okay? And then we have a carrier price that we're going to pay our carrier of $1,700. Now, what is the profit on this? The profit on this is $300. The profit on this load is $300. Basically, $2,000 minus $17 equals a profit of $300. So your profit is $300. Now, to calculate profit margin, we're going to take our profit and divide it by the LDI price right here. So basically, 300 divided by 2,000 is 15% right here. Quick points on this is to remember, your profit margin goal is to average 15% every 2 weeks. Just take this information, factor it into your way of thinking. Your profit margin goal is to average 15% every 2 weeks. However, if you don't average that, make sure that you cover each load at a minimum of $100. So, those points real quickly. Remember, your profit margin goal is to average 15% every 2 weeks. However, always cover loads for a minimum of $100. That is real quickly in going over how to calculate profit margin. Excuse me, folks. So, we've gone through this process. We've contacted our customer. We've sent out our emails, our initial email, our intro. We sent out a weekly email. They've given us the opportunity to quote them a rate. All right, we've gone through our guidelines for quoting rates. Again, that's from a previous training session. We've come up with a rate. Let's say we're quoting them that $2,000 that we just talked about here and how to calculate profit margin. Now we're going to go over a sample rate request response. And again, this is a rate request that we are going to send out to our particular prospect for this load that we're quoting. Now, again, this is a sample email. Again, it's a sample email for you to respond to all your contacts' rate requests. And remember, always, 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 always respond to your contacts' rate requests. Here's how we respond, real quickly. Subject heading, blank, or John, Sue, Bill, I have your rate. That's your subject heading. Body of the email, again, address this specifically to them. John, Sue, Bill, good morning. What you're going to do is you're going to list the place where this is picking up at, the pickup point, and you're going to list the drop-off point. So in this case, we have Bill, Sue, I have your rate, Bill or Sue, right here, good morning. In this case, Wilmington, North Carolina to Dallas, Texas. We're going to quote them $2,000. In the sample here, it's $2,095, but just to keep it simple, Wilmington, North Carolina to Dallas, Texas, $2,000. That is what you're quoting them. Again, this is just a sample. Will this work? Always finish off with, will this work? So basically, you're sending them four lines where you put their name. You're going to say good morning or good afternoon, where it's picking up, where it's dropping off, and what the rate is that you are charging them. Will this work? Now, why do we list the pickup and the drop-off? Because you have to remember, your contacts may be dealing with a whole bunch of loads, okay, and you're just quoting them specifically on one. If you send them this email sample, this email response request, and you just put, good morning, $2,000, will this work? They're going to look at that and they're going to delete it. Why? Because you haven't given them any information. They're working on, you know, they could be working on 10 other different lanes or loads that day. If you just put $2,000, trust me, they're going to delete it. They're not even going to give you the time of day and email you back and say, what's this for? So always put the pickup and the drop-off cities followed by the price, in this case $2,000. Will this work? You're always going to follow it up with a question, because your question is, will this work? You actually want to know, will this work? And if it does work, they're going to call you back and say, hey, you got the load. Here's the load info. Or, you know, they may just say you got the load. You're going to respond back, hey, what is the load info? Again, every single customer is different. Make sure you respond to them accordingly on how they operate. That is the simple process of how to provide the best freight service. Again, does it always happen that way? No, it does not. But this is a general guideline. Again, it's a general guideline. It's a general system to follow to provide the best possible service that you can to every prospect and future customer on your growing freight list. Let's go on to that ninth attachment that I've sent you. Ninth attachment that I've sent you. A little motivation here to follow up with or to end up with. And that is, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, that 85, remember this, this is an important piece of data here. 85%, believe it or not, 85% of your financial success is due to your personality, okay, it's due to your personality, and ability to communicate, negotiate, and lead. As a freight agent, you are a leader, okay, and you have to come across as one. But 85% of your success is going to come down to your ability, not only your ability, but your personality to communicate, to negotiate, and to lead. Shockingly, only 15% is it going to come down to your technical knowledge. So if you come into this profession thinking, hey, I've got a college degree, well, believe me, just take it and throw it out the door, because your prospect, your customers, will deal with you. They'll communicate and build a relationship with you based on you, okay? They don't care where you went to school. They're going to do this based on you, your personality, how you communicate, how you negotiate, and really how you lead them. They're looking, not everybody, but they're looking to be led, lead into a load that you're doing with them every time. So, again, real simple, real quick, 85, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that 85% of your financial success, of your ability to become successfully financial, is due to your personality and your ability to communicate, negotiate, and lead. Only 15% is due to any technical knowledge that you've come across or figured out in the process. Let's go ahead and move on to that last attachment that I've sent you. Yes, a lot of attachments today, but they are so important. Last one states, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, and that is freight agent superstars consistently do what average freight agents don't or won't. This is self-explanatory. If you're going to be successful in this profession, you must do what the average ones don't. The average ones, they respond to whatever rate request they want. They don't go through this process. They don't ask questions. They don't follow a system like this. Everything is haphazard. You know, one day they show up for work. The next day they take off. Let me say this again. This needs no explanation. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, and that is freight agent superstars consistently do what average freight agents don't or won't. My last question to you is, for this call, is are you average or are you a superstar? Because if you're average, you're like everybody else. If you're a superstar, you're good, but you always have the ability to get better and better and better. Great topic for today. And that is how to provide best freight services. Again, how to provide the best freight services. In closing, guys, again, do you want to receive the email invites that I send out on this and every call? Yes? Then go to tedkeysonline.com/contacts and enter your contact details. By doing that, you will receive my weekly email invite. Also, hang on for a second here. Also, do you have any questions about this call? Or, again, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? Then give me a call, Ted Keyes. My number is 626-309-9141. Call that number. Believe me, I will answer the phone when you call. Thank you for joining me today on my Tuesday conference call. I look forward to seeing and hearing from you again next week, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. Again, practice the system, build it into your mindset. It is so important. This is what I teach every freight agent that comes into our office. Take care. God bless. I'll see you next week, same time, on my Tuesday conference call. Take care. God bless. And bye-bye.